Christians today could do no better than to have Peter as their patron saint. He is so like us. But I'm not going to dwell on that. That we are like Peter in failing to live up to what Jesus expects of us has been preached on time and again by me and many, many others, stressing that God uses the cast off, the worthless, and faithless to do his work. Peter learned by his mistakes and became a leader in the early church. He died in the service of others and of God. What I want to talk about this morning is just as we have to see the face of Jesus in everyone, we also need to see the face of Peter in everyone. Just as we are not perfect, neither are other people. Debbie will tell you, I have said many times that I hate it when people act like me, especially when I'm driving. Now, I can beat a dead horse with the best of them. And I'm going to say again, to be a Christian means we have to be the hands and feet and heart of God. We are to serve Him by serving others. And that means that we are going to be surrounded by sinners, people like us. And we are to help, guide, and love, and forgive them, just as we need help, guidance, love, and forgiveness. We have to believe that those who come into our lives are sent by God to help us, just as we may be sent by God to help others. We have to open ourselves to that. I want to tell you a story that I got from the internet. You may have read it too, but it makes the point I'm trying to make about accepting others for who they are. A woman was at work when she received a phone call from her babysitter that her small daughter was very sick with a fever. She left work and stopped by the pharmacy to get some medicine. She got back to her car and found that she had locked her keys in the car. She didn't know what to do, so she called home and told the babysitter what had happened. The babysitter told her that the fever was getting worse in her daughter and said to the woman, you might find an old coat hanger and use that to open the door. I bet we've all done that at one time or another. The woman looked around and found an old rusty coat hanger that had been left on the ground, possibly by someone else who at some time had locked their keys in their car. Coincidence? Maybe. She looked at the hanger and said, I don't know how to use this. She bowed her head and asked God to send her help. And within a couple of minutes, a beat-up old motorcycle pulled up with a dirty, greasy, bearded man who was wearing an old banker skull rag on his head. The woman thought, this is what you sent to help me? But she was desperate, and she was also very thankful. The man got off his bike and asked if he could help. And the woman said, yes, my daughter is very sick. I stopped to get some medicine, and I locked my keys in my car. I must get home to her. Please, "Can you use this hanger to unlock my car?" And the man said, "Sure." He walked over to the car, and in less than a minute, the car door was open. The woman hugged the man, and through her tears, she said, "Thank you so much. You are a very nice man." The man replied, "Lady, I am not a nice man. I just got out of prison today. I was in prison for car theft and have only been out an hour." The woman hugged the man again and with sobbing tears cried out, "Lord, oh, thank you, God. You have sent me a professional." Remember, Peter learned from his shortcomings. He became Christ-like. He died serving God. He became the hands and feet and heart of God. And the hands and feet of God comes in many forms, many sizes, and has many histories. Let us listen for God's voice in all that we do. Jesus told Peter to trust him and to fear not. That is what he is telling us. Let us be givers of help. But it is also very important that we allow others to be the hands and feet of God that we need. Let us go where he sends us. Let us trust in him. And just as we must always see the face of Jesus in others, please, 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 let others see his face in ours. Praise be to God. Amen.